to the Leamington United Mennonite Church Sunday Morning Message Podcast. For more information about Leamington United Mennonite Church, please visit our website at www.lumc.ca.
Musicians. Some of our scripture verses today talked about trumpets and cymbals. I think George was the only one with cymbals, but it also said that we were supposed to sing loud. Did you see that verse? Sing loud. It never said perfect pitch. It just said with rejoicing and thanksgiving. I want to thank you, Mike, for all that you do. Thank the ushers for the things they do. I'm not sure we get thanked enough. David, thank you for bringing forth some music and leading in that. Musicians, you got mentioned in the verse. It said musicians also. Thank you to our church administrators. Thank you to our custodian. Thank you, Abe, for bringing forth an announcement that's important to us. Thank you, everybody, for working the path that you worked this morning. Thank you for the kinds of things that you did this morning that brought you here. Thank you for coming here, and thank you for attending. Thank you is basically the only thing I need to say today, isn't it? Thank you. Giving thanks is key. It's an absolute essence. It's really a core thing. Making sermons and doing sermons, I think you end up with whatever you did in the last 6 weeks and whatever you could work with the Bible. And so that's what you're going to run into this morning. In the last 6 weeks, I have been in England, Germany, and France. And I have said, thank you, merci, danke schön, schmeckt sehr gut. Dankeschön. And I remember a trip about 10 years ago when we were in the Republic of China trying to figure out what our children were doing. They were teaching English there. And we learned shishi, which is very quickly, thank you. And boy, did we use it. If you're ever in a foreign land, especially when no one speaks English, the word thank you is actually one of the first things you need to know. It will get you through a lot. Maybe the other word is sorry, but I'll talk about that some other time. In the night market in Taiwan, I was surrounded by 5'2" women trying to sell me dress shirts. And my goodness, they were good. I think if they were in Paris, they'd be $150 each. But here they were for maybe $9 each. And a woman kept bringing out a big calculator, pressing what the price would be. And we were communicating. But she kept saying a phrase, appreciate. So I finally said to my children who lived in Taiwan, what is appreciate? I need the translation. And Eric says, oh, no, she's speaking English. Appreciate. So she was using the word appreciate because I looked English. And she had put in her thank you and request as well. So appreciate. When I was a kid, one of the greatest adventures I had was that I was a paper boy. Boy, I had a fantastic bicycle. I bought it myself. It was the best bike in the world, and I delivered papers for years. And that's how I met Canada and the world in all of the neighborhoods that I served. A British couple had a baby, and I was their paper boy, and I congratulated them on their baby. I think I delivered papers till that kid was five. But what I learned from them was the first words they taught their British child, which was ta, ta. And it's a British tradition that that's thank you. Mama, dada, papa, nana, all those easy to say words are in the first vocabulary. And ta is also there. And ta was for thank you. I like that one. It's so brief and short. If you have a British baby, I would teach it ta. The second thing I want to talk about is that thank you and thanksgiving comes into our hearts. It ruminates, it works inside of us, and it becomes a part of the fiber of who we are. Several of these Bible verses talked about that. Rejoice always. Have it in your heart. Move through that. I read something recently that said that if you have caring in your personality, if you integrate caring into your life, you will live 1 year longer. If you care, if you have a mindset of caring. And I think that's the same as giving thanks and rejoicing and those kinds of things. So if you'd like to live 1 year longer, give a hoot. How's that? In a season, we walk in thanksgiving. And I would like to walk a little bit through a bit of a photo reflection. It's about the last 6 weeks that I've been doing some things. And I don't think I want it. I was worried about this. It's going to be my photos, and I don't want it as a brag piece. I want you to walk with me. I don't want to tell you, look, I made it to Europe. I want you to just watch with me and look for the Thanksgiving themes. I'm working on this all the time. Am I thankful enough? I think even on my grumpy day, I'm actually thankful, but I don't know if you see it. The biblical text that we had from Chronicles and from Psalms and from the writings of the Apostle Paul, they kind of tell us to put on a pair of glasses that are Thanksgiving glasses. See the whole world through Thanksgiving. So let's take a peek. Wayne, can I have the first slide? Guess what I got? This is my grandson, Leif. By the way, he's British. He's born in Britain. Ta. Leif has a good Scandinavian name. It kind of means life, which is awesome. And I would travel across the ocean to hold him. Birth is a miracle. The biology textbooks tell us all kinds of things, but you're going to have to add poetry to explain this, how a birth happens, how the fiber and how we're knit together, the psalmist says. And then when you get there and you get a hold of them, 10 fingers, 10 toes, and you do all the counting and you do all the calculations and you work hard on that. What a beautiful thing. There's one thing I will tell you about my internet grandchildren who are on video all the time. You can't smell them. That can be positive and negative. The smell of a baby, I think you know. I think you know that one, right? That there's a having a baby in your own hands with that whole life there. 8 pounds, watching him sleep, watching that heartbeat. It's just gorgeous. And that is, to me, a Thanksgiving theme. I hope you have some of this in your life. One more photo, Wayne. And that big thing there, 6'4", was an 8-pound item that I held in my hands. And now he's got an 8-pound item to hold in his hands. And a little sidebar, I don't know where Frida went. It's impossible to get a picture without Frida grabbing the baby. So I showed you 2 pictures, and none of them are Frida holding that baby. Thanksgiving in a birth story. Next photo. When we were in Germany, we went to Dachau. I really didn't pull out my camera. Dachau is in Bavaria. It's the concentration camp that the Nazis built. And it's a memorial site. It's acres of memorial site. And there are some buildings there, and there are bunkhouses, and there are many things to see. And there's a lot of information. And there's don't forget, never forget. I took a photo of cement because there was so much cement and gravel. What a place. But this is a Thanksgiving sermon. Can you go to the next slide? What we found is they built three chapels, one Jewish, one Protestant, one Catholic, on the corner of the site. This is in the Protestant chapel. Do you know what a Coventry cross is? In the town of Coventry, England, the cathedral, the Christian cathedral of Coventry, was bombed to smithereens and destroyed, absolutely gone. I toured it a few years ago, and they took the nails from Coventry, and they're all over the world. They're in Hiroshima, they're in Nagasaki. And Frida turned a corner and turned and looked, and she says, "Oh my goodness, Coventry nails a cross." It's a Thanksgiving sermon. I am so glad for what I met there. Never forget was a lesson. It's a lesson of peace, strong lesson of peace. And then just off the property is a convent. And the nuns have dedicated their lives to stay there. And they are the tour guides of the giant memorial of the whole war camp. They're everywhere. I saw four of them sitting together at a picnic table having bologna sandwiches, and I started to figure out. They're just all around here, caretaking and making sure the story is told, a faith story of this will not happen again, of peace. And so I actually have a Thanksgiving story out of that mess, because there's a peace story there. Next. When we flew back, on the brightest, sunniest day, we cut across Greenland. I had a window seat and legroom. I don't have nothing to say. God's creation. These mountains are almost up at the plains level. The fjords, the cuts of the land. There was a spot where there was actually it had to have been a volcano, the way it was designed. And all of the geography in me was, oh, I wish I'd listened more in geography class. But what was happening is we've got peaks of 14,000 feet, and they're all coming up towards the airplane, and there are no footprints. There are no footprints there. It is pure creation of God. And I got smacked by it. I couldn't believe the gift I was given. At about 25 minutes of looking out that window. Next slide. So this is the saddest thing. I ran a 20-second video, but our technology didn't bring it to us. This is a video. So tonight, we're having a big Thanksgiving supper at our house. You're all invited to come to our house and watch a 20-second video of the Greenland landscape. Are my words helping? Can you see it? Can you feel it? The video pans back and forth and looks down. It is God's creation. It is just unbelievable. Thanksgiving. Did you hear my capital letters? It's Thanksgiving. Next. This is my parents' grave. 4 years ago and 2 years ago. But my Thanksgiving story isn't about that. Oh, by the way, that is my dad. He always has a golf ball there. About 10 days ago, I was at a funeral. and I heard the pastor at the side of a grave, a Christian ceremony, and I listened to the words. I wrote them down immediately, because what happened with a Christian pastor trying to put the Christian words together for what had happened? He said, "We gather here in simple thanksgiving." And then he said, "Humble gratitude." Right there, beside a grave. Simple thanksgiving and humble gratitude. Those are the words the preacher used. And I thought, this thanksgiving is everywhere. Next slide. That's what I thought about simple thanksgiving and humble gratitude. Next. Yeah. You go on a vacation, you got to come back. Did you know I work at a local thrift store? I probably asked you all to be a volunteer 5 times. Or if you are a volunteer, I asked you if you'd stay a little longer. I want to tell you about this back door. This is the truck near the back door of the MCC thrift store. I have been there, what, I think 16, 18 months. I have just been dizzy by what happens back there. Someone will bring their things and say, "Oh, thank you." And our person who takes them say, "Oh, no, no, thank you." And the person saying, "No, no, you're taking my stuff, thank you." And our people are saying, "No, no, thank you, this is a blessing, thank you for the blessings." And then they say, "No, no, 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 you don't get it, thank you for taking it." And then we say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." And it's a contest. It's like a Mennonite contest back there at that door. Who can thank whom the most? And it's actually quite funny. I do have one volunteer who, after we meet, I say, "Thank you for serving on our committee, our board." And he goes, "Thank you for doing your manager work." And I go, "No, no, thank you." And no, thank you. We just keep doing it. It is a festival of thank yous. It's marvelous. It's just a Thanksgiving spot. But it kind of leads to what I want to talk about. You can just go to the next slide. We'll just leave this for a bit. Our Bible and our theology talk about Thanksgiving as a theme that's sewn right through us. The threads are sewn into our lives, our thanks. It's just sewn right through who we are. We have to have Thanksgiving in us as we're walking our life, as we walk our path. And I know Thanksgiving has some beautiful themes. We're in Canada. They picked this weekend for Thanksgiving. There's beautiful themes about the harvest, the wheat coming off the fields, and in our area, the vegetables, and all of the things that we grow, and the foods. And the harvest is a wonderful theme for Thanksgiving. The table is a wonderful theme for Thanksgiving. Unser täglich Brot gib uns heute. Give us this day our daily bread. The table, the fullness of the table. The grocery stores are full. I have seen some recent refugees, and actually one of them tried to explain. I said, "You know, what are you thinking of Canada? The stores are full. Your store is full. The stores are full. The stores are full. The stores are full." I don't think we think about that. Thanksgiving. Martin did a great job. I want to thank you, Martin. Where are you? Thank you. He said, "Did you just Google everything?" But what happened with the Bible verse for Thanksgiving is it's just all through it. So I think we picked texts that just walked us through the whole book. I'm going to read the Colossians one from the Message. You know how Peterson, we're looking at the Peterson book, and he just rewrites things. It's from the Colossians 3:16. "Let the word of Christ, the Message, have run of your house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, your words, your actions, whatever, let it be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God and the Father on every step of the way. That's it. Thanks. Integrated right in. I'll take the next slide. I did the simplest thing at home. I cut the word in half. I hope you can see what it does. We're going to give thanks, and then we've got to do something. We've got to do some giving. Giving of our time, giving of our friendship, maybe our money, our talents. But there's two pieces to it. The thanks going up, and then our hands working and our feet working. We have this in the spirit of us, in our songs. But it becomes activity for us. It'll become our actions and our ethics and our practice. And it identifies that we're with a creator, we're with God, and we're going to walk in thanksgiving, and our hands are going to do things. I would add a list. I think you need to add to the list. The food grains bank, the meat canner, the MCC projects, Salvation Army, the gleaners, the MEDA programs. And you need to add more. What is it that our hands and our feet have to do? There are things that we really do need to do. If we're Thanksgiving people, then our actions are going that direction. The sermon title is Harvest Fields, Full Tables, and Recycle Boxes. I think recycling is just an image for me. Repurpose. We repurpose. We are aware of God's creation, and so we're the creation care people. So our Thanksgiving, the giving part, would be that we are careful about what we do, what we handle. When we are given something, we're careful about doing things with it. I put a few recycled items here. Battery recycling. There's wool that didn't, someone made something and had two balls of wool left. That's called repurposing, getting it to the next person. And that's the kind of action that we're all about, the fiber about. Our biblical walk is to do those things, to repurpose again. Happy Thanksgiving Day to you. Happy Thanksgiving month to you. Happy Thanksgiving life to you. May you feel God's wonderful presence as you walk on a Thanksgiving pathway.
If you have questions or comments about the previous recording, please send us an email to lumc@live.com. If you would like more information about Leamington United Mennonite Church, please visit our website at www.lumc.ca.